Episode 62, Controlling the Climate and Growing Microgreens in an Apartment. You're listening to the Microgreens Entrepreneur Podcast, where the aim is to help you start, grow and improve any microgreens business. I'm your host, Brian Faulkner, owner of a microgreens business that I operate out of my own home. Stay tuned and welcome along. Hey there, how's it going? Welcome to episode 62 of the Microgreens Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks a million for being here. Hope you're doing good there. Hope everything is good with you. Would you believe that the podcast was a year old last week? So I'm finding it hard to believe myself. It feels like the quickest year of all time. But if you've been listening for that long, thanks a million for sticking with it. Or however long you've been listening, thanks a lot for being here. So on this week's episode, we have a listener's question, and it's about how you would go about controlling the climate in an apartment. So a much bigger space than, say, my spare bedroom. We're going to look at the issues surrounding that, good and bad, and I'm going to try and go really deep into explaining climatic conditions and why they're important when we're growing large amounts of microgreens. So by the end of the episode, you'll have a better understanding of how the climate around us works and what action to take should you need to manipulate it for the benefit of your microgreens. So do stay tuned for all of that. And if it is your first time tuning in, go ahead and pause right now and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any more episodes like this in the future. Before we get started, I want to just take a minute to talk about True Leaf Market. True Leaf Market are the go-to microgreen seeds and equipment company all across the United States and Canada. And all of their seeds, they're all tested to make sure that they have a high germination rate. Some companies have seed that sits in stock for long periods of time. And over time, seed gets old and it loses its viability. True Leaf Market turns over their inventory so frequently that their seeds are always as new and as fresh as you're going to get. And that in turn is going to help you have more successful grows and make more money. So for a really great selection of microgreen seeds and equipment, head on over to microgreensentrepreneur.com/True Leaf Market. I'm an affiliate for True Leaf Market and I'm really happy to promote them because I really do believe that they provide a great service to the microgreens community. If you go ahead and use my link to go to their website and then you go ahead and make a purchase, I get a small commission from that sale. This is at no extra cost to you and it's one of the ways that you can help support the making of this podcast if you enjoy it and supporting it is something that you want to do. So microgreensentrepreneur.com/True Leaf Market, or there will be a link for that in the show notes that you can just click on. Alright, so let's get going with the episode and let's start by listening in to Ryan's question.
Hey Brian. I recently got my first rack for growing microgreens. I'm in a one-bedroom apartment here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't have a specified room that I can close off and grow microgreens in there. So I was kind of wondering, how would you go about controlling the climate and keeping the temperature ideal and the humidity ideal if the rack is going to be in my living room, pretty much? It's going to be in a much larger room than your 8x8 grow room is. And I'm kind of having concerns on keeping the conditions ideal for the microgreens.
Hey Ryan, how's it going? Thanks a million for the question. Appreciate you sending it in. Hope things are going good there in Ohio. So we actually have a little bit of a relationship with Ohio. So I lived in America for a year and a half and I was able to do that through the Ohio State University. So I was over there on a turf grass internship program and that was all organized by the Ohio State University. So I have fond memories of that. So yeah, thanks again for the question, Ryan. And if like Ryan here, you have a question that you'd like answered on the podcast in the future, just like this, you can head on over to microgreensentrepreneur.com/ask and you can leave a brief voice note there like Ryan did. So it's about a minute long you can leave and you could potentially get it featured on the podcast and answered in the future. So first things first, Ryan, well done for not being held back by just having an apartment and you want to get going even though your space is limited. So that in itself is good work. So well done for that. But you're a little bit worried that it's going to be hard to control the climate in your apartment there. And I suppose I do mention that controlling the climate as best you can is important. I mentioned that a lot on the podcast. And usually the conditions I recommend is temperatures of about 20 to 22 degrees Celsius or 68 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit. And for humidity level, I recommend somewhere under 60 or in and around 60. So this is what has worked best for me, and not just me, it's worked best for lots of other people. So in and around or under 60% is going to be a decent humidity level for your microgreens. First up though, we'll talk about the temperature, and I recommend this temperature of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius or 68 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit. I recommend that temperature because with that temperature, your microgreens will grow quickly enough. So radish will take about 7 days in that temperature to be ready to harvest. Say pea shoots, they'll take about 11 to 12 days, somewhere around that. And the majority of microgreen varieties, not including some of the herb varieties, they'll be all ready within 14 days in those temperatures. So it's a good temperature to have consistent growing cycles and quick growing cycles. Another reason I always recommend having consistent temperatures is because then your growing times will be consistent. So if your temperature is consistent, your crops will usually be ready in and around the same time every week. The good thing about this temperature, especially if you're growing in an apartment like you're planning on doing, Ryan, or in a spare bedroom like I am, or anywhere in your house. So the good thing about this temperature is, and I done a small bit of research just before I came on to record this, and if you look up how room temperature is defined in the Oxford English Dictionary, it states that it is conventionally taken as about 20 degrees Celsius or 68 degrees Fahrenheit. So in most modern homes now that have a heating system or an air conditioning system or both, that'll be roughly around the temperature that's in the house. So this is a comfortable temperature for us to be in. And, you know, you can probably walk around in a jumper or just a t-shirt in that temperature. So hopefully, Ryan, you might have roughly around that temperature in your apartment most of the time. Hopefully that is. But if not, what you're going to need to do then is, if you can't control the temperature in some way through heating or air conditioning, you're going to have to get a thermometer and monitor your temperature and keep records of how long it's taking your crops to grow in the temperature that you have in your apartment. And as you do a good few growing cycles, you'll start to see a trend of how long it will take your crops to be ready in the temperature that you have in your apartment. So keeping records here is going to be really important. And as you build up a list of records of how long it's taking your crops to grow, then you're going to be able to plan and plant accordingly because of those records. So if it's taking your radishes, for example, 8 days to grow because your apartment is a little bit colder than 68 degrees Fahrenheit or 20 degrees Celsius, well, then you've taken your records and you know that that's the case and you planted 8 days in advance. And you'll just have to do that for any crop that you're planning on growing. So really keeping your records and planning and planting accordingly is going to help you there if you don't have a way of controlling that climate. Let's talk about humidity next. And my feeling, and this is just my feeling, and it's that humidity is going to be less of an issue in a bigger room than a smaller room. So if you think about my small room, so an 8x8 foot spare bedroom, and you think about what humidity actually is. So humidity is the measure of the amount of water vapor that's in the air. And air only has a certain capacity to hold water. And what I mean here is that air, yeah, it can only hold so much water vapor in it. Warmer air can hold more because when air is warmed, it expands. So there's more room in it to hold more water than colder air. But anyway, in my 8x8 foot spare room, there's a certain amount of air that can hold a certain amount of water vapor. So let's take a look at how that water vapor actually gets into the air. So for our microgreens and all plants really, water gets into the air because of transpiration. And transpiration is a feature of photosynthesis. So when our microgreens are actively growing and photosynthesizing, water has been taken up through the roots of the plants. And it's then transpired out of the leaves of the plants. So the leaves of the plants, they have tiny little pores on them and they're called stomata. So the water that has been taken up through the roots, it transpires out of these pores called stomata. So this is the same for all plants really, not just microgreens. The pores on the leaves of the plants that water gets through are called stomata. And this all happens for a few reasons. And one of them being is that when the stomata open to allow the water out, it also lets some other stuff in. So this is called gas exchange then. So we know that for our microgreens to grow, we're depending on photosynthesis. And just for a quick reminder, photosynthesis is when carbon dioxide, water and light, when they come together and they come together, they produce glucose and the plant grows and then the plant expels oxygen. So yeah, the stomata open, they transpire out most of the water that plants take up, but they also open up to take in carbon dioxide, and this is what makes photosynthesis possible. So all of the water that plants take up through the roots, the vast majority of it, it transpires out of these stomata. And I read somewhere before that it's only about 1% of the water that's taken up through the roots that is actually kept in the plant for the growing process. So when all of this water makes it up through the microgreens to the leaves through transpiration, it leaves the plants then through the stomata that we were talking about, and it evaporates then into the atmosphere. Or I suppose the atmosphere in this case could be the air in the bedroom or in the apartment or wherever you're growing. So this is moisture, and it has just evaporated into tiny particles, and it's in the air, and for the most part it's going to be invisible to us. But it's there, and what it's going to do is it's going to start raising the humidity in the room, because again, humidity is the measurement of water vapor that's in the air. And a function of growing things like microgreens or any plants is that water evaporates out of these stomata into the air from the plants, and yeah, the water's in the air then and the humidity goes up. So yeah, we know now what evaporation is. It's when liquid water, it's when that is expelled from the plant and it becomes a vapor. And now the opposite to this is condensation. And this is what happens when humidity gets too high. The air becomes saturated and it can't hold any more water. So remember I said there a little while ago that air has a certain capacity. It can hold only so much water in it. And at that point then it's saturated. It can't hold any more. And that's when all of that vapor comes together again and it condenses together. So that's all it is. It's these tiny water vapor particles condensing together. So they're all coming together. They're becoming whole again. And then this is turned back to liquid. And this condensed liquid or condensed water, it's going to come to rest on surfaces that are colder than the air temperature in the room. So like a window, if it's colder outside, or your microgreens. And this then is going to cause the leaves of the microgreens to become wet. And we really don't want that for a long period. And we definitely don't want it when we're going to harvest our microgreens. So how do you avoid this? You avoid it by dehumidifying the air with a dehumidifier. So a dehumidifier will literally pull these water vapor particles out of the air and it condenses them in the dehumidifier. So it turns back to liquid in the dehumidifier. The air stays drier, so it doesn't condense outside in the atmosphere of your room or your apartment or wherever. Or another way you could lower the humidity in your grow room is by opening a window or a door to allow less saturated air into the room. That's providing that the air that you're letting in isn't already saturated. So say you were in a really, really humid area like, say, Florida. So I actually lived in Florida as well before, and you'd walk out the door in the morning and go to work and you'd be drenched by the time you got to the car. So if you've got really humid air outside, it's probably not going to be of much benefit. But if you have a nice lower humidity level air outside, you open that window or you open the door, let that into the room, that's going to lower your humidity as well in the room or your apartment or wherever you're growing. So I just touched briefly there on why you'd want to avoid this happening. And just to go into it a little bit more, just quickly, you want to avoid this happening because if your microgreens stay wet for long periods of time, there's a chance that mold could grow there because mold loves these wet, damp conditions. There's a chance that they could damp off, so the leaf could rot because they're just wet all the time. And then also the worst part of this is that when you go to harvest your microgreens and the leaves are all wet, so they're soaking wet, it's really bad for harvesting because if you pack microgreens when they're wet like this, they rot very quickly in the packages. So it really reduces the shelf life if you pack your microgreens when they're wet like this. So if at all you can avoid this and try and control this a little bit, it's much better for the shelf life of your microgreens. So look, I said there a few minutes ago, Ryan, that I think this will be less of an issue for you because you're doing it in a bigger room. And you might see this now already with what I've explained so far, but because there's more air in that room, so the room's bigger, so the capacity of air in that room is bigger. So yeah, there's more space in the air to hold the moisture in. So it makes it less likely that the water vapor in the air is going to condense and keep your leaves wet. This is just my thinking. It makes sense to me. But so another way you could think about it is you could think about it like this. So if you think of two glasses, a small one and a big one. So let's say a pint glass and a half pint glass. So think about it always empty. So a pint glass and a half pint glass. And, you know, we're going to have a beer, right? So I'm going to go to the fridge. I'm going to get two cans of beer. And so these cans now, they're both half pint cans. I don't know if there is cans that are just a half a pint in a can, but anyway, there is for this example. But anyway, it doesn't really matter if there is or isn't, but let's pretend. So I've taken out these two half pint cans and put them on the table. I open one of them. I'm a bit thirsty because I haven't been to the pub since last February because everything's been closed. So I take a sup out of this can before I pour it. And after that, then I pour it into the half pint glass. So because I've taken a little sip out of the can before I poured it into the half pint glass, let's say that the glass is only 95% full because I've taken that little sip and it's only 95% full. Then I go and take the other can, so the other can that has half a pint in it, and I won't be rude here, so I'll open it, I won't take a sip out of your one. So I'm pouring half a pint into a pint glass and that's only 50% full then. So do you see here, there's a bigger capacity for that pint glass to hold more. So, you know, it's a basic example and maybe I've went into explaining it a little bit too much here, but there's 50% used up in that pint glass. But because the other one's smaller, the same amount of liquid, it's taking up 95% of the room. So do you see how this could be the same for your apartment? And yeah, this is just my thinking. So I'm going to imagine that growing the microgreens in a bigger space like your apartment is going to have less effect on the humidity level in the air in your apartment. Other things then that I can't take into account here, so there's going to be some other variables there. So if you have a refrigerator or you're doing some cooking and maybe there's steam coming off pots or there's kettles boiling and there's steam coming out of them, you know, these can all help raise humidity as well. But I imagine if you open windows, have, you know, extractor fans on or whatever, you can remove some of that. But really, you should really get a hydrometer. So a hydrometer will measure the humidity for you. And there's ones you can get for €10 or $10. I'll leave one as a link in the show notes. So these for $10 or €10, you can get this hydrometer. It also has a temperature gauge on it. And by having this, you're going to be able to see what the humidity level is in your apartment. I do definitely recommend that you get a dehumidifier if you can afford one and if you have the space for one. So that might be more of an issue, the space. If you don't have the space or if you don't have the money for one, I have another option for you. And it's actually not much of an option. I definitely recommend doing this too. But anyway, so let's go quickly to the golf course for a second. And I just want to explain quickly how dew forms. So it's the exact same as how your microgreens would end up being wet. So water goes up through the roots of the grass plant, transpires out the water out the top, the tips of the leaf. The water then evaporates into the atmosphere. And what happens then is that when the air reaches its capacity, so can't hold any more liquid in it, can't hold any more vapor in it, and then the grass, so say a golf green, when that temperature lowers, and the temperature of that would usually lower at night time, so in the middle of the night usually, that gets lowered, then the vapor in the air, it condenses and then it comes to rest on top of the golf green or on top of any grass or could be on top of your car. So we all know what dew looks like. And on mornings like this on the golf course, we always remove the dew from the greens because if you don't, then it sits on them for most of the day until the sun evaporates it off again. But if we brush that off, because if you don't, it can promote disease, because it's just keeping the leaves moist for way too long a time. So we remove that. But then here's the thing. When it's a windy morning and yeah, so the wind is out, and even if the air is saturated, so the humidity is high, but it's windy, there's never any dew on the grass. And the reason for this is just pretty simple. The wind is blowing and it helps the water evaporate off the surface much quicker than it would without the wind. So what I'm recommending you do here is that you create your own wind in your apartment or wherever you're growing. And the way you do this is pretty simple, to be honest. You get a fan or a couple of fans and you put them pointing at your microgreens. So even if it's humid in your growing space, fans will really help keep it dry. And if you're tight on space like you are in an apartment, I don't do this myself because, well, not for any specific reason. I have oscillating fans that just stand alone. But if you're really tight on space, you can get small fans that stick on the sides of your growing racks. So I think it's the people from On The Grow, the YouTube channel that they have. Pretty sure I've seen them with these fans on the sides of their growing racks. And looks like a really good idea. You know, good concept. The air blows across the leaves of the plants, keeps them dry, and you're not taking up any extra space by doing that. So that's an option if you're really tight on space. You have the fans on the growing racks. But the simplest way, if you have a little bit of space, just get some oscillating fans and point them at the racks from the ground. So they sit on the ground, point at the racks, and that's it. That's going to really, really help keep the leaves of your plants dry. So look, I hope that all helps you, Ryan. Hope I didn't make it too confusing. I probably went into too much detail that I didn't really need to go into. But anyway, I think the main thing is that you can definitely still do it here. You can definitely still do it in your apartment. Don't let it hold you back. And by the sound of you, I don't think it is holding you back. And look, best of luck with it. Hope that helps. Again, if you would like a question like this answered in the future on a future episode of the podcast, head on over to microgreensentrepreneur.com/ask, leave a brief voice note, and your question could feature like this on a podcast episode in the future. If you're considering starting a microgreens business of your own, I have a free ebook for you. It's a beginner's guide to starting a microgreens business, and it'll take you all the way from getting all your supplies, getting set up, starting to grow, and all the way to making your first sale. And you can get that at microgreensentrepreneur.com/ebook. And I will leave a link for that in the show notes as well. So that's it for this week. Thanks a million for listening here all the way to the end. Really do appreciate it. Hope you have a great week there, and I'll catch you on next week's episode. Take care. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode. If you'd like to support the making of the podcast, purchasing your supplies from True Leaf Market through my affiliate link is one of the ways that you can do that. Head on over to microgreensentrepreneur.com/True Leaf Market or click the link in the show notes when you're going to make a purchase at True Leaf Market. And both of these links will bring you directly to True Leaf Market's website. This is at no extra cost to you, and it keeps resources like this podcast free. So thank you so much for the support.